One of the outstanding volunteers in our community, this is Ian Beattie, volunteer with Habitat for Humanity Restore. Ian, thank you for everything you do in our community. So tell me, how did you get started in volunteering?
Well, I did volunteer back in the 80s with the Heart and Stroke Foundation in Durham Region, but really only for a couple of years and then get out the way of it. I then got back into volunteering, not because I wanted to be a volunteer initially. My wife and I had an opportunity to take a trip to Dubai, and South Africa. And it was arranged by the Chamber of Commerce in Coburg. But we are not members of the Chamber of Commerce. So the one way you could be included in the trip was if you volunteered for one of the local charities. So I started doing that. Now, that was about 5 years ago. And I only had to put in, I think it was 40 hours of volunteering to be included in the trip. And, you know, 5 years later, and how no, Melissa would know how many more hours I put in, but I just love volunteering now. I do it 2 days a week, sometimes 2.5 days a week.
Ian, why did you feel it was important to give back?
It is. It's important because I worked for 40 years, retired when I was 56. And for many years after I retired, I didn't do too much. Then when I got started in the volunteering, I realized that it's good for me as well as obviously it's good for the community. It's good for me in that I get to interact with a lot more people. Both customers at the Restore, other volunteers at the Restore, and also staff. The staff in the Coburg Restore are really fabulous. And it just was something I wanted to do. Now, when last year or during COVID, when sometimes their operations were actually closed, I also volunteered. I was part of the Orange Army at the community center in Coburg for vaccination clinics. And in fact, during COVID, I probably volunteered somewhere between 4 and 6 days a week. You know, it's just something I like to do. It keeps me busy. You know, I do other things. I like to golf a little bit, but it just keeps my brain going. So I just think it's something that's, and it's important, I think, to give back to the community. I've been very fortunate since I came to Canada. I've never been without work. I worked really for only two companies, Toronto Transit Commission for about 4 years and Oshawa Transit Commission for about 30 years. Retired with a good pension. My wife and I are reasonably comfortable. So it's important to give back to the community. And I actually do believe in the Habitat for Humanity mission, which is, you know, for people probably who would never be able to afford a regular home to be able to achieve home ownership. I believe in that mission and enjoy doing it.
What accomplishment are you most proud of?
The Restore at Habitat for Humanity is part of the reason that they can function, because all the profits that go from the sales in the Restore go back to the Habitat fund to build homes. And I see, you know, doing 2 days a week. I usually do Mondays and Tuesdays, the whole day. When you get a really good day at the Restore, and you know that, you know, after all expenses, money is going to go back into building those homes. I think that's probably the accomplishment that I see.